91X News.
It's minus 8 and partly cloudy at 5 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Angus Argyle. An environmental review tribunal has ruled significant improvements must be made to the now-closed Richmond landfill near Napanee. The tribunal found a lack of understanding in the hydrology of the site and how far contamination has spread. Concerned citizen of Tiendanega member Steve Med says the tribunal process led to discovering more contamination than previously known.
It was discovered with additional drilling and data that was already held by the company that the site is in fact leaking. There's been numerous holes drilled off their property, and it's yet to be delineated how far the contamination has spread.
The whole process began when the Concerned Citizens Group of Tiendanega made an appeal back in 2012. The appeal was granted on the grounds that the Ministry of Environment guidelines were not enough to properly protect the environment. The landfill sits on top of fractured bedrock, making it much more complicated to monitor and fix the spread of contamination. Steve Med explains.
Well, the problem with fractured sites is the variability in the heterogeneity of the way that the leachate would move through the fractures. Some fractures are tight fractures and the movement is very slight, but other fractures, the movement can be upwards of a kilometer or more a year. So it's very difficult to both detect, monitor, and clean up leachate once it gets into the fracture system. That's well documented in geological literature.
The chemical 1,4-dioxin is the best indicator of contamination and has been found both on and off-site. The 9th annual Sleep Out So Others Can Sleep In will take place in Belleville's Market Square to raise awareness and money for homelessness in the area. Sandy Sidsworth, Executive Director of the Hastings and Prince Edward Canadian Mental Health Association, says they don't have enough funding to keep their transitional homes in good condition. Sidsworth says these homes give people the support they need during a difficult time.
It really works hard to have those folks that come in to get the supports they need to move into safe and affordable housing and maintain sustainability so they're not homeless again. Whether it's working through mental health issues, addiction issues, sometimes we're seeing an older demographic coming in. So we're seeing fragile seniors, and it's getting them connected with the support services that will help them maintain some independence.
The event will take place on January 29th from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. The fundraising goal is $10,000. You can call 613-969-8874 for more information or for a pledge sheet. Suicide is one of the leading causes of death in Canada. However, it can be prevented. Join the Stirling Rawdon Police Service and the Stirling Library tomorrow night for their suicide prevention session. This takes place from 6:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. in the upper hall at the Stirling Festival Theater in downtown Stirling. This event is free of charge, and anyone is welcome. That's QNET News on 91X. The time is 5:02. In sports, there are 14 games left in the regular season for the Junior A Wellington Dukes, with 10 of them to be played at home and 4 on the road. The Dukes will be home for a pair of games this week. First up is the Pickering Panthers, who will be visiting on a rare Wednesday night. Note the special start time of 7 p.m. On Friday, the Trenton Golden Hawks come to town for a 7:30 p.m. puck drop. The Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team opened the 2016 portion of the current OCAA regular season with a back-to-back home court loss last weekend. Lancers, who've now dropped 4 in a row, fell 90-54 to the first-place Ottawa Lacite Coyotes after being defeated by the Ottawa Algonquin Thunder 9-4 24 hours earlier. Javon Grant Lake led Loyalist in the loss to Lacite with 10 points, while Anthony Lau chipped in the 9. Chris Asmani and Carter Meshi each netted 8. On the boards, Jamal Okunbar and Grant Lake had 7 rebounds apiece for the Lancers. The original six rival will face off in Montreal tonight as the Canadiens entertain the Boston Bruins. It's one of 8 NHL games on the evening. Calgary visits New Jersey and Toronto is at Philadelphia. Edmonton plays at Tampa Bay and Vancouver will take on the New York Rangers. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The weather forecast for Belleville tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries with a low of minus 15. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, a high of minus 6. Tomorrow night, cloudy periods with a low of minus 14. At 5:04, it's minus 8. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Angus Argyle.